Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama. We have been recognizing Building Safety Month, which is in the month of May, and we've enjoyed an event today with a lot of people who are working in this industry. And I have with me right now Ronald Peaster, Vice President, Membership and Personnel Certification with ICC, which represents International Code Council. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ronald Peaster.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Absolutely. And we were talking before this event started about the why and people understanding when it comes to owning a business or having a building, when that inspector comes in, the why behind the work that's being done to help them understand the magnitude of the importance of the work.
Yeah, building safety, and the reason we have Building Safety Month, our premier public awareness campaign each year, is to showcase the important work that code officials do and how important they are to community safety by creating safe buildings.
Let's talk about your background just a little bit, Ronald, to help people understand where you're coming from. And now you represent ICC, but where did you actually start?
So I'm an architect by trade. I grew up in upstate New York and worked for my family contracting business as a teenager, went to Syracuse University and graduated, became an architect in New York, and had a practice in New York for about 20 years. But at the same time, I became a code official. I became the state building commissioner for New York State, and that's how I got involved with the International Code Council.
Every person, I'm looking at a young person right now, has a dream, has a vision, and then maybe we find our passion. Maybe we find something in life that we really love to do. I imagine you love what you're doing, but what led you into that path?
What led me into my path was first and foremost my family. Two of my great grandfathers were architects, and we had a family construction business. Becoming a code official was just happenstance. I got a job for an agency that was responsible for the state building code. And I got the bug. It's something that people often don't expect to become a code official. That's not the path they wanted to take. But there's a passion within our industry about public service, helping communities, helping people to stay safe by creating safe buildings.
Ronald, what brought you to the state of Alabama?
So I had an opportunity to work for the International Code Council. One of my best friends, who is now my wife, is from Birmingham, was a great opportunity to take a change at the right point in my life, and love Birmingham, love Alabama, and so glad to be here.
Let's talk about the work that you do currently with ICC as Vice President, Membership and Personnel Certification.
So we are a 65,000 member association dedicated to building safety. My responsibility is to make sure that our members get the value that they deserve as a member of the International Code Council. We also have a network of over 400 chapters around the country and globally, and so we provide support to our chapters so that they can in turn support their code officials at the local level. I've also been involved with our certification program. That's what in building safety, the key to becoming a code official is through credentialing, getting a certification. This is one of the things about building safety that is becoming more and more attractive to people, is that you don't necessarily have to go through college. You don't have to get a post-secondary degree to become a code official. You can get a certification right out of high school and begin your career. And it's a rewarding career with great benefits, with also very attractive and competitive salary.
And as you know, we have a lot of seniors now that have come out of high school. What would be your message to someone who wants to follow this path in the line of work?
My message to someone who wants to follow this path is give it a try. Being a code official is not a glitzy kind of job. You're inspecting buildings, you're involved in construction, but it's very rewarding because you know that the work that you do is going to help people to be safe in their homes, in their communities. So learn about the industry. ICC is a great way for people to learn. We have a lot of resources available for young people. This is something we've been working on for the past 10 years. There's a mass exodus going on of code officials who are retiring, who have done their duty, they've done their work, and now we need new people to come into the trade. And so young people don't know necessarily about this industry. It can be a great and rewarding career. So encourage young people to learn about building safety, learn about being a code official, and ICC can help them to do that.
Ronald, you had an opportunity today to speak to a lot of people in the building industry here in Huntsville, Alabama. What's the message that you have for code officials who might be listening right now, or this message gets to them?
So the thing that struck me about today's event was the fact that this room wasn't just filled with code officials. There were builders. There were elected officials. There were people from the industry. There were product manufacturers, all here sitting together talking about their side of the story. And that is so important in our industry. A project doesn't matter if it's a single family home or a 10-story office building, is a very complicated process. And there are many people who are required to put their perspective in to make this work. And so when you have people working together, collaborating and finding creative solutions throughout the construction process, you're always going to have a better building, a safer building, a more affordable building. So my message is keep working together. Reach out to your peers and to the other aspects of the industry and collaborate on building safety.
And going back to where we started, when we're talking about business owners and we're talking about those who go through these inspections, what's a message for them so that they understand more of the why and not just the surface of, well, they're just coming in and causing problems for our business?
Yeah, and that's one of the challenges that code officials face, is that they're often the people who have to say, no, this project has to wait because we haven't confirmed that this piece meets the requirements of the codes. They're not doing that to give the owner or the developer a hard time. They're doing that to make sure that when the building is constructed, when it's finished and people actually use that building, it's going to be safe for them. They're going to be able to use and enjoy that building without having to worry about structural collapse, without having to worry about electrical problems. They're going to have clean water and air, and the building is going to be accessible to anyone, even if you have physical challenges.
Talk about the future of the industry. What's hopeful about where we're at right now moving forward?
Our industry really is, I see it as the foundation of economic development in a community. Having safe and structurally sound buildings that contribute to the tax roll, that are part of a network of safe structures within a community. That's the kind of community that is going to attract people to come to work, live, and play, and is going to be successful economically.
Ronald Pister, I want to thank you for your work and coming here today to Huntsville, Alabama, representing ICC International Code Council as Vice President Membership and Personnel Certification. Thank you for your work.
Thanks for the opportunity. Always glad to be here.
Safe travels back to Birmingham.
Okay, happy Building Safety Month.
Thank you, sir. When we come back, we'll have Steve Woodard, who is the Director of Inspections for Madison County. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we celebrate Building Safety Month in Huntsville, Alabama. I have with me right now Steve Woodard, who is Director of Inspections for Madison County. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
I really enjoyed my conversation with Ronald Pister with ICC, and I think what we were trying to lay out for people was the importance of building inspections. A lot of times a business owner, and I was one for 5 years with a tortilla factory in Athens, and I had to go through with Eric and Barry with the city of Athens with inspections. Yep. And sometimes it can get frustrating if we don't understand the why. And so I would like to talk to you about the why again, the importance of this, so that maybe there's a foundation been laid for business owners and those who are getting inspections, and they have an understanding of the purpose and the reason, the importance of it.
Well, Mark, one of the things that we try to do, and we're striving to be better at it, is communication, trying to be communicative with when people are going into those projects, they don't know the process. So I meet with my guys, I meet with Huntsville, I meet with Madison, Athens, all those guys, and we talk about we need to be more, you know, communicative with the people and talking to them about here's your process. So we are starting, and we're really getting into doing pre-construction conferences, pre-construction meetings. So we meet before the process, and we go over, okay, here's what you do for inspections. Here's where you need to go to get your permit. Here's how you do that. All of us now are beginning to get on portals, which is on the internet. You can go on the internet and get your permits. And then you can upload your drawings and your submittals and your forms and everything that's involved in building. So it is very important that we try to explain those things because most people don't know. I don't know much about the broadcasting business like you're doing. But so we want to try to make it a little easier for people. We try to explain the whole process you go through. But there's so much to it that people don't understand. You know, it's digging footings. It's, you know, putting down the right proper materials, putting vapor barriers to keep moisture from coming up into your homes. And the safety of homes is so vital in buildings, but a lot of people don't understand. And we take for granted, I mean, we go home at night, we sleep, you know, we go in and we eat our lunch or eat our dinner, and then we meet with our kids and we may watch TV or we may play a game with them. We go to bed. We don't think about is this house safe? Is it going to fall in on me? Is it going to collapse? Is it going to burn up? That's what the building safety is about. And we go to church and we don't worry about where we go. When we go to church, is it safe? You know, because there's professionals that look at that and make sure that it's safe to get in, safe to get out. You're notified if there's a fire starting, you know. So the elements of trying to explain to people of how important it is for building safety, and it's for churches, and it's for schools, and it's for places we go eat, theaters, movie theaters. We go into any public building where we go to church. So it's very important.
And one of the things I think about, Steve, is there are a lot of jobs that don't get the recognition, don't get the attention of other jobs. But in this line of work, the importance cannot be overstated, but the work that's being done really is an unsung type of job.
It is. And today, like today, was a great, great event. We had builders here, home builders. We had building contractors here. We had architects, engineers, fire marshals, building inspectors, building officials. We had some of the industry here, you know, whether they supply wood or electrical connections, electrical wire. So all of those people together, working together, and the safety that we all do in our businesses, it's unsung, but it's a great job. It's a great profession. There's a lot of people don't know about it. We're trying to teach people that. We had today here also the National Home Builders Academy, which we have right here in Huntsville. And the academy teaches trades values and how to do a trade, whether it's electrician, plumber, mechanical, gas, framing, concrete. They teach those values and teach about those professions. And it's so wonderful we have that in our community.
I just did a show last week with Alan Thornton Vocational Tech School in Lauderdale County. And had the principal of the school on the program. And we've got a lot of young people who are coming out now into the industry. What would your message be to them right now?
I would say go to the trade schools, get in a trade school. I know a lot of guys that make six-figure incomes being in the trade industry. You can make money being in trade industries. Valuable, very, very well-known people in the trade industries. But I would tell you, get in a trade school. You can contact the Home Builders Academy here in Huntsville. At whatever age you are, you can be 18 years old or you can be 80 years old and still go to that academy or still learn a trade. It's never too late to learn a trade. And those guys, they need them. We need them here. There's so much construction here, so much going on here. They need them here. There's jobs open in the construction industry.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you have a way for people to communicate, call or email or some way of being able to connect with that?
I do. The National Home Builders Association, and it's called the Home Builders of Madison County. You can Google that. The Home Builders of Madison County Building Officials or Building Industry. Those guys, you contact those, Home Builders Association of Alabama. You can contact ABC, which is American Builders and Contractors. They have a presence here in this town. You can contact the city of Huntsville, the city of Madison, or Madison County. And I know about Madison County. Our number is 256-746-2950. But you can call if you have questions about that and talk to any of our folks. They can direct you on how to get in contact with these people. But love to have you. The city of Huntsville is hiring. I think they have two positions open right now at the building inspection department. I don't have any in my department right now. I think we're going to have maybe a clerk position open up at the end of the year. But there's so many opportunities in that, or it could be in engineering, it could be in road construction, it could be in subdivisions. So there's a lot of opportunity in Madison County, in Limestone County. I appreciate your time today.
Sounds very hopeful to me.
Yeah.
And I hope it's encouraging to you who are listening. Steve, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Folks, Steve Woodard, who is Director of Inspections for Madison County, glad to have him on the Mark White Show as we are recognizing Building Safety Month in the month of May. I'm going to have Michael Valenzuela with us in just a minute, but right now I have with me Jeff Kennedy, who's representing Lintel Lift.
That's
and
right.
He's part of that Kennedy family that you recognize across North Alabama. 81 years
81
is what
years.
You told me.
That's right.
Incredible. That's right. That's 4 score.
Yes, sir.
4 score plus one.
Plus one.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your family history. Go back to the beginning and the people who really made this happen for your family.
So, you know, first off, we live in a very blessed community, and I can't remember a time growing up where I didn't ever feel embraced. You know, Granddad started in 1945, Harry Kennedy, and my dad and mom took over in 1969, and my brother and I took over in 1991, then I took over in 96 for my brother, so I've had it on my own since then. But you know, it's a wonderful community to be in, and it's just full of great servitude people like we met here today at the show, and it's just a lot of great people.
And Jeff, we talked about the importance of relationships, and because those relationships were established in 1945 mm-hmm. by Harry Kennedy,
right?
You're here today because of that.
That's right.
A lot of people don't know their path. A lot of kids, they don't know where they're headed, but you had a family history and you fell in line with that path. What was it about the work that they were doing that caused you to want to fall in line with what they did?
One, I think it was just a mentality of never quit. I mean, Granddad had that. My dad had that. And, you know, even when you may not know exactly what to do in that moment, if you just stay with it, it'll come to you. You know, the Lord will provide it for you, we believe. So, I mean, I think it's just a not quit attitude. And in that mentality, it always intrigued me to do things that some people might would think couldn't be done. But if you just stay with it and keep your mind embraced upon it and keep your heart set in it and with the right attitude, you'll get the answer. You can accomplish it. And that's what we've been really good at all these years. And so I was always intrigued with that mentality. My granddad was a rigger before he got into the house moving world. He was a rigger on the TVA dams. And that whole thing of being a rigger is still one of the things in our core value today. And that is, you're giving a problem and then you just figure it out. And I believe when you remove the quit or can't is not an option, then you will figure it out.
Jeff, as we think about an event like this today, Building Safety Month, and we had a lot of people represented here today from the industry, what does the networking, the connection, the relationship mean for everybody to work together?
You know, safety in industry is becoming more prominent. I think it's more important now than it's ever been. And many years past, I think it was overlooked for the value of a dollar. And I think a lot of lives and limbs were lost because of that. But to come together as a community like we saw here today is completely invaluable to the network of NAHA and what NAHA is trying to accomplish. And I think it's invaluable.
I had Ronald Pister with ICC, and I look over and I see Lintel Lift. But let's talk about that work that you do with Lintel Lift for just a minute.
So, you know, getting into safety, that's what Lintel Lift is all about. Up until a few years ago, there was not really any great direction for a builder, any code for a builder to follow to how big that lintel was supposed to be across a garage door. So the heaviest weight load on most homes that literally is hanging over a customer's head or family's head is just right there. It was about 87% undersized. And a lot of them out there today are that way still. So you start seeing those synonymous cracks in the center and cracks over the side and the smiling garage door somebody was talking about earlier, and that's what that is. That's because that lintel was undersized. And well, Lintel Lift is the only patented engineered solution in the world, and now ICC compliant, for the repair of that and new construction to go into to meet the new International Code Council rules.
I think Harry would be smiling when you said that.
Yeah,
not the
right.
Patent across the world.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How did that come to be for you to make that happen?
It's a long story, but a short story. It was a vision that was born about 2:30 in the morning, and kind of came out of a job that we had to do, and one of our foremen had retired, and it was how to get that thing done. And I thought, and I thought about the ways that we lift masonry buildings and the art of stressing steel. And that vision was given to me in the middle of the night. And it is, here we are today, 10 years later.
How do people connect with Lintel Lift, Jeff?
You can go to lintellift.com, LintelLift.com. You can come to my family business, Kennedy and TrustKennedy.com. Either way, you can get to Lintel Lift that way.
Jeff Kennedy, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you for just a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you.
Great family history. I know that's a legacy that you're proud of.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Enjoy your show. Thank you for the work you do.
Thank you, Jeff. We're going to have Mike Valenzuela with us now, the guy who invited me to come today. Appreciate him. He did a great job. Didn't he do a great job with his presentation?
He did a very great job.
How you doing today, Mark?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks for the invite here today
to
recognize Building Safety Month. It's been great networking opportunity. A lot of people that you can tell there's a relationship that has been built with all of these different entities, and that's important in this industry.
That's right. No, this industry doesn't work without each of the members, each of the folks that contribute to building safety. It does not happen without everybody being on the same team.
Beyond my friend, Michael, tell people what you do here in Madison County.
For Madison County, I'm the chief plans examiner for Madison County Building Inspections Office. I primarily focus on commercial construction in Madison County, but I also serve on the board for ANACO, which is the Association of North Alabama Code Officials. I serve as a director of education for that group. I mean, it's a volunteer group that we get together to try to make sure that the code officials are all on the same page with the code and keeping a good relationship together with the builders.
One of the things that you mentioned was this is the first one of these events that you've done, and you hope to do much more than this, right?
Yes. Yeah, this would be the first year that we get to do this. Building Safety Month is something that's been being done by ICC for many years. We're just finally getting a chance to put something together in Madison County. Madison City, or City of Madison, and the City of Huntsville all signed proclamations at the beginning of the month to support building safety in Madison County. And so that support was done by the proclamation. All the commissioners, all the mayors and such signed for those. And so part of today was to celebrate that signing.
You had a great message for the audience. This is an opportunity now to have a message for people across a lot of communities. What's your message when it comes to building inspection and the importance of the work that you and many others are doing in this relationship?
Yeah. The biggest message is that we want people to go home safely, to live in homes safely, without fear of anything happening from the structure itself. And so if you spend any time with a building inspector or a fire inspector, you'll find somebody who goes into a building and looks at it from a safety perspective, protecting the people who use that building for whatever reason, if it's a restaurant or if it's a business office or if it's a car sales office or it's a stadium. Whatever way somebody uses a building, there's a safe way to not only design that building, but also ensure that the people who occupy that building can get out in a dangerous event, whether it's a fire, whether it's an active shooter, whatever reason that somebody needs to be able to egress a building. That is part and parcel with what we do every day.
And for people who want to do things the right way, what are the steps they need to take when it comes to my building?
Yeah, every jurisdiction does have their own way of carrying about things. But the majority of the jurisdictions will tell you what you need to do in order to get a permit. And that's our goal, is we want you to get your documentation into our office so we can review that documentation, try to solve any problems as best we can before money's ever spent. Issue a permit, go do inspections based off of that permit, and help as best as we can not guide a contractor through how to build a building. That's their job, is to build a building. It's our job to come alongside and work hand in hand, just noticing things that may be deficiencies and getting those things back into where they need to be.
Might be a good time to do a before you dig plug too, because I noticed the stickers were over there on the table with the resolutions. 811.
811.
I've called it a few times myself.
811's a tremendous thing for us, and it's a free service for everybody. Anybody who is about to dig something anywhere can call 811, let them know that you're about to dig. They give you a dig ticket and tell you to, you know, wait for 7 to 8 days or however long it takes them to get over there and get the utilities marked. But that, it saves the potential for getting into gas lines. It saves the potential getting into power lines or even internet cable or anything along those lines that's buried under the ground that can be marked. It helps you navigate around those things to keep you safe.
Michael Valenzuela, thank you for inviting me today to this event. It's been great. I've enjoyed being able to connect. I saw a couple of friends. Eric was here, and then also Barry was an inspector when I was in Athens with Tortillas Blanco.
Yeah, yeah.
And I built a good relationship with our building inspectors way back when. So it's always nice to see folks that are familiar.
Well, and you'll see that, you know, with building inspectors, we really do want to work hand in hand with folks. We want to be friends. Oftentimes we're viewed as the adversary, if you will, but it's really not that relationship with us. We're really there to come alongside and help. We're there to be an encourager along the way.
Thank you, Michael.
Got it.
So we got Tommy Davis with us. He's the executive director of the North Alabama Home Building Academy. Cool. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Well, thank you. I've seen you on Facebook, so I'm glad to meet you in person.
glad to have you. What did you think about this event today?
Well, this is great. You've probably heard us mention several times. NAHA is our acronym, and this is great. Safety is an important part of our program. We do basic skills training for folks that are interested in starting in the residential construction industry. Our training is free. There's no charge to it. It's a short-term class, 16 classes, 8 weeks, 2 nights a week, or 4 afternoons, 4 days a week. Doesn't cost the students anything. And then we help make introductions. We're not a job placement service, but we help make introductions to those contractors in this area who are hiring.
That's huge.
Yes.
Because networking and making those connections allows for those opportunities.
Absolutely. Since we've been in existence, we started in January of 2020, we've had over 800 graduates complete our program, and many of them are working in this North Alabama area of the region. So we've been able to really build the workforce in this area.
And speaking of the workforce, we have a lot of seniors now who have just finished up or are finishing up school.
Yes.
And they're looking for opportunities.
Absolutely. And if they're interested in this training, it's, like I said, a short-term training. GoBuildHSV.org is our website. They can go there and get all the information about the training, what's involved, and also sign up for an information session. We ask everybody that's interested to come in and let us tell you what our program is about, what are the benefits, what are the expectations, and then after that, we let you register for class.
Tell our listeners why this work matters to you. When did it start mattering?
Well, I'm actually a retired educator. I was a teacher and then a school principal and then a district level administrator. And I have 2 sons myself. And when they finished high school, like most people, we sent them to college because that's what we thought we were supposed to do. But it really wasn't the best fit for them. And as they came out of college, I watched them struggle to find their place in the workforce. And so when I came to retirement age in education, I wanted to look for that thing, that place where I could go help others find that path for themselves. And so when this came along, I applied to become the executive director. And so we have connected graduating seniors who may not have a plan, or we've helped job transitioners going from one career to another. We've helped some military veterans who are coming out, transitioning out of the service, and we helped equip them with the skills to enter the workforce.
Excellent. Tommy Davis, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share a little bit about what you're doing. Thank you for your good work.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256-ROOFING.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.